Well, Rob, I think your dad is getting even with that little meatloaf comment, because I heard a little rumor that tonight is meatloaf at the dinner. Sorry. Hello, my name is Barb Fry, and a few days ago, Rob came and asked if I would speak a little bit to you about the 80s. I first met Mr. Fisher when I was a scrawny, freckled-faced fifth grader. When it was announced to us that we would join band, I, like the rest of the classmates, were scared and very apprehensive of what to expect. It was on that September afternoon that this big adventure began. The sound of 75 instruments playing several versions of Mary Had a Little Lamb, that was more than most could handle. It was then that I discovered the most patient, kind, and considerate person that later became one of the most respected people that I've ever met. Not every day does someone come into your life and make such a lasting impression as Mr. Fisher has to many of us in this room today. To me, he was more than a teacher. He was not only a great leader, but a mentor and a friend. He was there to offer a hug and a smile to me when my day was not going well. He was there to wipe away my tears when I heard the news that my grandma had been diagnosed with cancer. He gave me advice, not always what I wanted to hear. And most of all, he taught me to stand up for what I believe and to own my own voice. The past few weeks since his passing, I've spent time remembering those special moments and experiences that Mr. Fisher gave to us. Not many students today have the opportunity to travel and to see as much country as we did. During my 4 years in school, Mr. Fisher took us to several trips that we would remember for a lifetime. We got to perform in Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Trail BC, Idaho Falls, and of course in the band and drill team competition in Boise. We even got to perform for Dixie Lee Ray. When I was a senior, Mr. Fisher came to those of us in stage band and he asked us if we would like to perform in Disneyland. In our eyes, what a silly question. Of course we would. We were so excited, so we immediately started our fundraising process. We had a spaghetti feed, we sold candy, jewelry, several raffle tickets, and soon, we crazy farm kids were on the plane to sunny California. Outside of the classroom, I have many memories of the Fisher family. At a very young age, I was welcomed into their family with open arms. I can remember hours of water skiing and tubing at their home in Loon Lake. For some reason, our crashes brought the biggest smile to his face, gave him great joy for some reason. Brooke and I spent many afternoons riding horses with her dad. Just when my backside was telling me it was time to quit, it was then when he said, "Oh, just one more trail." There were also occasions when I was settling in to do chores at home, when my doorbell would ring, and there was Brooke and Mr. Fisher asking if I would like to join them to take a load to the dump. Mr. Fisher loved his band kids, and I was so grateful that I was one of them. My husband John and I have been very fortunate to spend some time with Mr. and Mrs. Fisher at their home. We assisted them in several honeydew projects preparing their home for a family reunion. And we did such things as painting, fixing their deck, and chasing away those pesky bunny rabbits. Well, just last Saturday, I heard about the pesky bunny rabbits, the real story. Apparently, Rob had a high school project, and when he was finished, I think I have this right, he asked his dad, "What should I do with the bunny rabbits?" "Oh, just let them loose, that's fine." His poor prize garden. We were so grateful for this precious time together. And in closing, I would like to thank Mrs. Fisher for sharing your wonderful husband. He taught lessons that will guide us forever in our lives. Thank you.